97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome to the show. My guests today are Margie Schmidt and Tammy Perner, who are the owners of Green Beagle Lodge. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning, Sharon. Good to see you.
Thank you. Green Beagle Lodge. What is it and how's it going?
Well, it's going great. And we are a boarding, daycare, grooming, and training facility, mostly for dogs. But we do have cats and occasionally some other odd animals.
Tammy, do you want to mention the pigs?
I guess I could tell you about the pigs. Yes, we have some clients that have been coming with us since we opened with their dogs. They're wonderful people, and their daughter got two small pigs. And they were all going on a family vacation together and had asked us, can you house the pigs? Well, we had multiple meetings with our managers and supervisors and everybody talking about, can we do it, can we not? Well, we decided in the end, okay, let's try it. They showed up and dropped off the pigs, who apparently do not like to walk on concrete. So we knew we couldn't figure out how to get them to their cabin that they were staying in. So one of the girls in the back and I decided to take them out front and walk them outside. And it took us 25 minutes to get them from the front door back to their cabin. All the terminology, the phrases people say about pigs, they're all true. I can attest to that. Every single one of them. Squeal like a pig. Her name was Sadie May, and she screamed every time you went to pull on her harness to try to get her to go. She was very stubborn.
Yes.
But
It turned out beautiful.
Yeah, it turned out. Once we got them to their cabin, I looked at the girl and I said, "What have we done? This is such a mistake. We have 8 days of this." But then by the next morning, they are amazingly intelligent animals. We didn't even put the harness on them or their leash. We opened the door. They knew exactly which yard to go to. We had their own little,
it the pig pen. They followed the lettuce and carrots and apples.
Yep, and they were fantastic boarders. So we would take them again in a heartbeat. But it was funny.
Two questions. One, you said cabins. Do all of your pets have cabins that you're taking care of?
That's a different terminology. We have different sizes. So we have suites, which are our largest size. And then the step down from that is we call it cabin. We kind of thought about like summer camps.
Yes.
And that's how we came up with that name.
Oh, okay.
And they're very nice. They're like really, they have a privacy screening at the bottom so dogs don't see each other. But they're in their like nice big space. And then we have small suites. And then we have petite suites for those little teeny tiny dogs.
Oh, my God. Does the same apply to cats? Because you mentioned
we have cat condos. No, they have condos.
That is so cool.
Which is really cool. They have a space where they hang out, and then in between is where their litter box is, so it's separate. But you'd be amazed how many cats hang out in their litter box. I never figured
that out. They all sleep in their litter box.
Yes. Yeah.
And the second question I have is, how did you know what to feed the pigs?
Oh, they brought their own food.
Oh, yes. Their own food.
and then we came up with our daycare manager. She came up with some amazing games for them because she said she had owned pigs before and they're super smart animals. So we took PVC pipes and cut holes in them and capped them off and filled it with food and capped them off so that they would roll them around in the yard. It would keep them occupied. It was fantastic.
So the dogs never saw the pigs.
They did. They were curious, but they didn't. They were like, what the hell? That's a
what
strange
is that?
Dog.
Oh, my Lord. Well, let me ask, why did you start this business?
That's a good question. We are business people, so we were interested in getting into another business. We like animals. We always liked dogs, but it wasn't like we had this like burning desire to have a boarding facility. It came down to us. We almost purchased another business. We actually purchased a dog, and we looked at the performance. We liked what we saw.
Right.
It's a very nice business in terms of it's a little bit recession-proof, and plus it had a lot of good numbers if you do it right.
Right. Well, now, considering what you thought you were getting into, and now that you've been in it, what have you learned about the business?
A lot.
Every day.
Yeah. We learned we didn't know a lot. No.
That's right.
We learned that the need for doggy daycare is much greater than what we had expected. It's just like kids going off to preschool. People drive up at 7 a.m. They're there before we even open, waiting to drop their dogs off, and they go to work and come home, just like dropping your kid off at preschool. Through their participation in the daycare program, these dogs gain socialization skills. and they have the opportunity for exercise. It gives their owners a break. Some owners even stay home and send their dog to daycare because they just want a break. It's just like parents wanting a break from your kid.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They're given the opportunity to be a dog. I think that's the key thing. They learn – some dogs don't remember how to be dogs because we put them in our lives and we make them very human-like. And they're not. So in a daycare situation, they come and they learn cues and they learn dog language again. And we love it. We watch it every day.
It's wonderful for puppies because they really learn how to be a dog, the dog language, from the older, more mature dogs. It's wonderful for puppies.
And a well-socialized dog is the best dog to own.
Of course.
It truly is. You can go out in public and there's no worries. You know, you really get a lot of comfort knowing your dog understands other dog language. Yes. It means even if everything's as simple as I'm friendly or stay away from me.
Right,
they need to understand that.
Right. How did you know how to take care of these dogs? Do both of you have a background in veterinary or dog training or how did you know?
No, we were just dog owners. We hired people that have been in this business that we have awesome management staff. Amazing staff.
Give me the day in a life of a dog who comes to Green Beagle Lodge.
Okay, which one do you want?
Let's take a border collie.
A border collie. For daycare, like if they come for daycare maybe?
Yes.
A border collie's high energy, so they'd be barking all the way down the driveway most likely.
That's a herding breed. Really? So they have a particular way that they function in a group.
So the window would be rolled down in the car, and you can hear them a mile away, roo, 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 all the way down, like, it's so excited. They get out of the car, they come in the building, they march straight to the back door because they know exactly where their play yard is. These dogs are so smart. It's their routine. They go out, they play with their friends for a half an hour in the pool yard, then they rotate over to our football yard, and that just goes – the rotations happen all throughout the day. Then they come in for rest. Then they go back out. And this – for 12 hours during the day, that's
12 hours.
A normal dog and a dog – they're like if they're – they come, like Tammy said, at 7 a.m., they are having about 4 outdoor rotations and mixed with rest periods. It's very important to rest dogs.
So cool.
People think that dogs play endlessly. They don't. No.
And in the summer, we have to cut it back because it's just too hot out there.
So we shorten them and we just do more of them. You know, we just sort of – move in.
Got it. Give us our contact information. I'm sure people listening are thinking, my gosh, I get my doggy over there. What's the best contact information?
You can find us on our website, greenbeaglelodge.com, or you can call us at 919-929-7387.
Could you repeat that phone number one more time?
919-929-7387.
Got it. Well, I got about 30 seconds for this section. Tell me what's different now that you've been in it for a while, and how long have you been in it?
In addition to daycare, we see people every day coming to us and they need training. They want their dog. Well, they need training.
Yes.
It's both ways, really.
Right, right.
If the dog needs training and they need training to handle their dog, we're providing that too. If you want a happy life with your dog, they need to stay at your heel. They need to come when you want them to come. I had a friend come in and she said, I want to walk in Duke Forest, but my dog wanders. I need some recall training.
Gosh.
So that's what we provide also.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about this fabulous business. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests are Margie Schmidt and Tammy Perner from owners of Green Beagle Lodge. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We're back. Thanks for staying with us. My guests today are Margie Schmidt and Tammy Perner, who are the owners of Green Beagle Lodge. Ladies, when we left off, I was asking you, what is different now with Green Beagle Lodge than when you first started Green Beagle Lodge? What would you say, Margie?
I would say that we have become so much more sophisticated in everything we do, our processes, our procedures, and our staff education. When we first started out, we had a small group of people doing everything. Since that time, we've broken into departments. We've become more efficient in our departments, and we're always working on the communication between departments.
Okay.
The other part of it is the education. I can't stress that enough. We have a young staff, as you might imagine, and in that, we know that a lot of people come with varying degrees of dog knowledge. So we're interested in educating everybody that comes through our doors and to understand dog language. We speak human, we speak English or other languages,
right.
But dogs have their own language. So we have a program we put in recently, put out by Robin Bennett. It's called Knowing Dogs 101, which is understanding dog language, and Knowing Dogs 201, which is understanding how dogs socialize. So all our staff, when we hire them, they go into the program, and it usually takes between 6 to 8 weeks to complete it, and they get a certificate. And I know at the end of it, we're going to have a much stronger staff.
Is there ever a kind of dog that you find you just can't do anything with?
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's
one. Very few.
Yeah, you know, there are – most of the dogs that come to us are in varying states of socialization. You know, we get puppies that are just learning in the very beginning. Yeah. And then we get some elderly that maybe never really socialized. But if we run into a real tough case, clients are worried about that. And I say dogs don't behave the same way off lead. They just don't. But every so often we run into a tough one, that's like a sit down. You know, we say, okay, what can we do? Here's a plan. Your dog, these are the things we're seeing, and here's what we suggest. And it might involve training, or it might involve reducing and taking them out of a different, putting them in a different group.
Maybe they have one-on-one playtime.
That's right. Yeah, so we adjust.
Okay.
One of the things, the other part of the education that Tammy and I are very interested in is training and working with our managers.
Mm.
We have quite a young staff, and they are learning how to manage. So what we can offer as more, you know, more of the sophisticated, we're a little bit older.
We're older.
That we can give them the knowledge that we've had from just living and being in business for the amount of years we have. So we meet weekly with our top managers, and we talk through issues. We have, you know, a little, you know, we look at programs. Once a year we go to a big seminar. It's a boarding expo.
They have seminars there, and we all divide and conquer the many, many seminars that they offer.
Excellent education. Yeah. I mean, these people, that's what they do.
Those workshops or seminars or whatever you call them changed the way you've done anything?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're just little tips here and there.
Okay.
Along the way.
Tips for the
and
better.
Also kind of verifies that we're doing the right
thing. I was
going
to say, it reinforces that we're doing is right.
There we are.
Yeah, so that's a big deal because you asked that question earlier, you know, how much we knew at the beginning. Not a lot.
Yeah.
But we've come a long way.
That's beautiful. And you're applying what you've been learning to make it even better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of that, what are the keys to your success?
Well, I mean, one of them is that the basis of our culture is on the Ritz-Carlton model of values.
Right.
So it is actually customer-centric. So we are always thinking about front-facing our business. We want to do the best for our clients.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Well, we pay attention to not just having customers happy. We want them delighted. That's it. It takes a daily work at doing that. We are always working at building that by building a very positive team and family spirit. People feel that when they come to our place.
Yes.
They know that we're working as a team.
We're the Green Beagle family.
That's right.
Green Beagle family.
And we want to, so where does it start? It starts at our front desk. When they walk in, they have to feel that way from the minute they come to the minute they leave. And part of the process is also working smart so that we can do the best we can for our clients. It's also looking at where they come, what their dog's like, who are they are like, and problem solve.
Right.
So it's part of all the process of understanding customer service at its core.
Yes.
And at the end of it, we're working with, what does that mean? Sometimes we have a problem. Things go wrong. We're dealing with animals and we're dealing with tricky people sometimes.
Yeah.
But we always work to do the right thing, whether it's hard. So we tell, you know, if we have a problem, we face it and we deal with the client. We've had a couple of those.
I can believe that. Well, business is business. So every day won't be glorious, but you still learn from everything. The term I'm hearing these days is the customer experience. And what I hear you saying is you're focusing on customer,
absolutely.
Human or doggy.
Absolutely. And they both
your
are our customers.
Focus, right.
Yes.
Well, I mean, our business is fun. I mean, who doesn't want to pet a dog all day?
Yeah.
And so we get customers in there. We have those large windows when they walk into our lobby. And I can't tell you how many days Tammy and I witnessed this.
We laugh.
They don't even want to go to work.
They'll stand there for like 30 minutes, and then they'll look at me and go, oh, my gosh, I got to get to work. I can just stand here all day and watch. And I say, no, I'm the same way. I got to go upstairs and work, too. But it's every day it's different. There are different groups of dogs out there playing, and it's just so fun to watch them.
Yes. Did you design this facility yourselves, or how did you know to make it so perfect?
Well, we actually looked around first. You know, we didn't know what – a good place looked like at the beginning. But we traveled. We went to other places. Uh-huh. And then we hired an architect that helped us build.
He had done over 800 boarding and vet facilities throughout the country. And he's on the tail end of his career. But so he had an amazing amount of knowledge of even down to we have our we call them enclosure rooms. So there's the 100s through the 800s. And so the maximum we have in our cabin rooms is 12. 12 dogs, well, 12 enclosures. Right. So the noise level, the smell, everything is confined to that one wing versus a big warehouse facility, which is a lot of designs.
Got it.
So it helps reduce the stress.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me some of the challenges you're faced with in this wonderful business.
Oh, every day it's a new challenge.
Every day. Where shall we start?
Communication, I think Margie hit on that a while back about communication between departments, and we're getting a lot better. But then just like the other day, we dropped the ball on a customer had called in and said, I'm picking up my cat. Please don't feed them dinner. Well, the message didn't get relayed to the people feeding. It was only like a 15-minute difference. So to be fair, it was busy. But we dropped the ball. The cat had a horrible experience on the way home back to their house. And the customer was quite mad about it. Mm-hmm. We worked it out. But things like that come up every day. Yeah. So I would say communication is definitely one of our challenges.
Hold that thought because we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, let's hear some more of your challenges because this is critical information. Is that all right, ladies?
Sure.
Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 WCHL. My guests today are Margie Schmidt and Tammy Perner, who are the owners of Green Beagle Lodge. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guests today are Margie Schmidt and Tammy Perner, who are the owners of Green Beagle Lodge. Could you please give us your contact information before we go any further?
Sure. It's greenbeaglelodge.com is our website, and our phone number is 919-929-7387.
Got it. When we left off, Tammy, you were telling us about some of the challenges. Please continue.
Well, we focus on socializing among dogs, and we get dogs that aren't necessarily socialized. So we do an assessment for every new dog that comes in, but sometimes a dog's just not ready for a group play style. We then have to come up with, like Margie was saying earlier, solutions for the client. Maybe they're not going to be in a play group. Maybe they have to spend one-on-one time with us in our offices. We can handle pretty much all dogs now, from puppies to seniors to special needs dogs. Sometimes the clients don't want to hear what we have to say about their dogs. It's kind of like a school teacher telling the parent that your child's having some behavior issues in the class.
Your kid's a brat. You can't
exactly.
say that.
You have to word it correctly, but it's true. And we have those awkward, uncomfortable sit downs with some of our clients, and usually the outcome is good because it's for the best of their dog. But we have active players. We have everything from pampered peps that hang out in the office up front with our customer service girls, and we have two Dachshunds that come up for daycare every day and spend most of their day in Margie and I's office.
Beside me, behind me, around
Dachshunds.
Me.
They're hers.
Yeah, and we have a Loxie, who's a golden-haired, long-haired, beautiful, and Coco Bean, a little chocolate
Cocoa
one.
Bean.
And they patrol. I have a sign my manager gave me that says, this area is patrolled by Dachshund security. And they really
they
are.
Really are. Oh, my gosh.
We have Katie, who's a yellow lab. She has some medical issues. She comes 6 days a week for daycare, mm-hmm. and she spends half of her day back in the kitchen with the kitchen ladies that are doing all the feeding, and mm-hmm. she just loves it.
It's amazing. Yeah. Well, let's move on now to what advice would you give to other business owners?
Well, this is something we've thought a lot about, but one of them is aiming high. You know, we started with nothing, and we, you know, in a short amount of time, we've gone quite a way. But we also are interested in being unique and responsive. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's looking at a problem and figuring out how do we make processes to address that problem. One of them, for example, is stress. We know dogs, when they leave their owners, many of them feel stress. Maybe it's only a day long. Maybe it's multiple days long. What do? Well, we put a stress protocol in, which is a series of steps to handle that. We do dog checks. Some dogs, you know, bite at their paws. And we make sure twice a day we're looking at
head
dogs,
to toe.
Head to toe.
We check their ears, their eyes. We catch things that the owners don't even know about.
That's right.
We put lavender blankets in to reduce. We
play Box treatment in their gums.
We play classic and reggae music. There's been all kinds of studies that it reduces
the stress
level. But we just treat our customers the way we wanted to be treated. And all the revenue experts told us not to do the all-inclusive, that you're never going to make money if you do all-inclusive. We didn't want to nickel and dime our customers, though, because we don't want to be nickel and dime. So we found it way too confusing. We just say it's one-shot deal. This is
right.
The price you pay. This is daycare. This is boarding. Done. We don't charge extra for the food or the medications. We're throwing the ball 20 times a day.
Yeah. But it's really we're getting a great response with that because people want that. They don't want to have to – they know they could budget. They know exactly
that's
what
right.
it's going to cost.
See, that's a plus. Ladies, we're out of time. I wish we had more time.
I
but
know.
I hope everyone checks out Green Beagle Lodge. You guys are the Ritz-Carlton. Right?
Thank you.
Of doggy daycare.
Yes,
thank
Sharon,
you. And
thank
kitties
you.
And pigs. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today have been Margie Schmidt and Tammy Perner, owners of Green Beagle Lodge. That's our show for today. This is Sharon Hill saying thank you for listening.